Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mixed Mornings and More podcast with Steph and Sean.
Now available daily.
Good morning, world.
Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's November 29th.
The word of the year has been released.
Yeah, I always find this so interesting to see if if the rest of the world correlates with what I'm thinking as well here.
It totally. And I mean, I remember in 2020, we learned so many new words like efficacy and things like that. But it's so nice to kind of move away from those themed words to find a new one. I guess it's kind of a sad word, though. Gaslighting.
Yeah, a little bit. No, you need to switch it around. Instead of being a sad one, maybe like educational, awareness building. Now people know what gaslighting is. Instead of being like all sad, you just got to flip it a little bit. Because I think a lot of people learned a new term for maybe what's happening within themselves or around them a little bit. I think I only heard of gaslighting like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, and apparently it's from a play from the 1930s. It was then made into a movie of the same name. And I still hesitate to use that word in a sentence because I'm like, am I using this correctly?
Yeah.
Is that what is happening to you? Or is that what you are doing? Is gaslighting me?
So we got psychological manipulation of a person, usually over a period of time, that causes the other person to question the validity of their own thoughts. So you just keep on manipulating them until they don't believe what they think.
Wow.
Type of thing. And that's gaslighting.
Crazy. Some other contenders, sentient, which is, remember when there was that guy who wanted to make like an AI being and kind of marry robot?
Basically. I vaguely remember that.
And he was like, this sentient means that they can feel things.
Oh, feel,
they have empathy and things like that. Queen consort.
What is that?
That is the reigning king's wife.
The reigning king's wife.
So King Charles' wife.
Sure. I don't know. The queen family just always, and the king's family, royal family, always confuse me. My favorite was the one that was 10th. They had a top 10 list. The one that made 10th here was because Wordle was so hot in demand for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There was a word on one day that nobody nobody knew. And apparently everyone looked it up on dictionary.com. And that word was loamy? L-O-A-M-Y.
Loamy.
Never heard of it in my life.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Soil content. It's about soil.
Shut up. You know what it means?
I know what the word loam means. Like you might want some extra loam, or how much loam does that soil have?
No, stop it.
Okay.
You don't know what this is. Me gaslighting. You don't know what it means.
Thanks, Sean.
No more World Cup games at 3 a.m. starting today, Steph. But I noticed something about my body that I'm not too sure that I like.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
When did it start? Like a week and a half ago? 2 weeks ago?
It was only a week ago, Sean.
A week ago?
Like last, I think Sunday was the Qatar game. Only 1 week.
Yeah.
How come I know about the World Cup more than you do?
Because I've been getting no sleep. I was waking up at like 2:45 so I could come in and get some work done and just watch the game as I was working.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed today with my alarm switch to, instead of waking up at 2:45, I now wake up at like 3:45.
Yeah.
I noticed my internal alarm clock went off right after like 3. Like, hey, bud, you should be up. You should be watching some soccer games right now. Like waking up without my actual alarm going off.
Man. That's bad enough when that happens on the weekend, but like when your internal alarm goes off at 2:45, like that is the absolute dead of the middle of the night.
Yeah, and so I did get back to sleep, and I did sleep till 3:45. I'm like, oh, if that happens again tomorrow, I hope my body picks up on this like normal habit of like waking up at 3:45 and not old habit of waking up at 2:45.
Well, this is a crazy choice that you were making anyway. Like, I wonder how many more people in Canada were getting up at 2:45 just so that they could watch a World Cup game on the other side of the
millions, Steph, were doing the same as
we're
me.
Doing the same. If you were getting up that early, can you call us and join Sean's club? We've been chatting about these meet and greets that have been set up by our office to make sure that employees across the company and in different cities can kind of get to know each other and make the company a bit smaller. And I had mine yesterday with a morning show host in Saskatoon.
Oh, very neat. Bridge City.
Yeah. So we were chatting just about our regular day kind of things because we have very similar start time and stuff like that. And I have this tool, this software that I love to tell people about because you and I use it every day.
Yeah.
And it is just so interactive and intuitive and our company pays for it. And most people are not getting the most out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have turned into a salesperson.
You're just promoting it so hard on them.
I promoted it so hard that she asked me if I was getting paid for it.
Are you getting paid for it?
I'm not.
You do talk about it a lot.
It's just so good. I think like, so as co-hosts, we decide what we're going to talk about and we have this software that we can edit in real time.
Mm.
And she told me that she and her co-hosts were using a notepad and a pen.
Oh, yes.
Like when she said notepad, I thought she meant Word. And then she was like, no, like pen and paper. And I thought, how many do you go through of those a year when you can just do it on your computer
yeah.
and each have it on your screen? Anyway, afterwards, I may have went extra overboard.
Yeah.
I filmed a tutorial of how
Stop
to use it.
You went full salesperson then.
I had to show her how great it was. I was like, look how easy, so organized. You just, and she texted me back that Homer Simpson meme where he like falls back into the bushes quietly.
Yeah, yeah,
I was like, okay, perhaps I came on too strong.
Yeah, when I'm getting on this, you can't teach old dog new tricks, and we're just young and trendy and hip.
There we go. That's one way to look at it. Thanks, Sean.
The sweater I'm wearing today is probably the first time I'm wearing it in about 2 years, Steph.
Okay.
And I don't know if you can see on the front, it says, I miss my dog.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and so, okay, I bought this sweater, I want to say, like 5 or 6 years ago when I had a dog, okay? And it was the funniest sweater when you have... This is going to be morbid. When you have a living dog, it is the
funniest... Have a living dog. Oh my gosh, I can see where this is going.
Yeah, okay, because I had a dog at the time and I had it and I'd go to the grocery store. I'd be gone for like 10 minutes and random people would stop me and they'd read my sweater and like, oh, what happened to your dog? I'm like, ah, it's just at home. I just miss it every time I'm not around the dog. Okay?
Miss my dog. I need you to go and check on it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just in the car right now. I hate being away for 3 seconds from the darn thing, right?
Yeah.
But my dog passed away about 2 years ago, okay?
Sorry.
Absolutely
to hear that.
Crushed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with the terms and everything now. And I totally forgot I had this sweater. And I'm like, I can't wear this out. It says I miss my dog. And now when people ask me about it, like, where's your dog? I'm like, oh, she's dead.
She's over the rainbow bridge. Like, make it a little bit nicer, Sean. People say she passed away.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is like my first time wearing it in public in probably 2 years. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. It seems like it sparks a lot of conversation. So just be prepared. Like, you might not be sad about it. You might be over it. But
I'm gonna make other people uncomfortable with it.
Yeah. Well, by the end of the day, you might not be over it anymore. It might just bring up some feels.
It's Giving Tuesday, and Steph, you're on the ground. Boots on the ground. You're at Tim Hortons in Thickwood. How are things over there?
Things are going great. I am in the drive-thru window, so if you want to come and say hello, I'll give you a free coffee. Mix 103.7, we have teamed up with the United Way this year. And Giving Tuesday, of course, is after Black Friday, after Cyber Monday. You get all your Christmas presents and things on sale, and then the charities kind of get together and say, hey, would you give to us as well if you have any extra? And so this is happening today. We're giving you a coffee and asking you to donate to the United Way to help with their campaign.
Now, are you getting PTSD a little bit, or is it bringing you back to the glory days? You used to work at Tim Hortons.
I did. I worked at Tim Hortons for 4 years. I feel like I'm just back in the regular swing of things. I'm like, I know how to do this. You know, it's muscle memory. Like riding a bike, you never forget.
Are you just going to go full time after this? Am I going to lose you?
These ladies here are a lot nicer than you, Sean.
All right, I'll step my game up. I need you back. Have fun out there, though. You got 103. That's how much you started with. I'm sure they're slowly dwindling down now. So if you want a free coffee, go see Steph in the drive-thru at Tim Hortons in Thickwood. We got Steph on the line. You are still out at the Tim Hortons in Thickwood Giving Tuesday. We are pairing up with the United Way. How the heck are you?
Oh, doing good. I'm having so much fun. I'm hanging out with the ladies in drive-thru, and we are just, I cannot believe how many people have come through the drive-thru already this morning getting their free coffees.
Love to hear that. Do you know roughly how much you have left? You started with, what, you're giving away 103 coffees?
Oh, yeah. We probably have at least 30 left, so we're giving away one a car. So every car that comes through is getting a free drink this morning, and I would guess there's still quite a few to go.
Very cool. What do you take the orders, or are you just giving them out?
I'm just handing out the good news. I'm not taking any orders. We've got professionals for that, and I am not one of them.
Okay. I was going to ask, what was the weirdest coffee order that you've seen this morning? But I mean, maybe you don't know.
I can throw it back to my days working at Tim Hortons. I remember somebody ordering a 5x5, they called it.
A what?
5 cream, 5 sugar. Yeah, 5x5.
Anyone getting a Gretzky today?
What's a Gretzky?
99, Steph. 9 and 9.
Oh, my gosh. No, that wouldn't fit in the cup. I do remember a guy getting 2 cream, 6 sugar once, and I figured out that if he had 6 coffees, he would have a large cup full of sugar.
Incredible. Okay, well, roughly 30 coffees to give away. I'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Want more of today's show?
Download the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
Now available every weekday.